Blog Talk Radio.
Today, I still have this cold. Anyway, the controversy about executing military personnel who have deserted in battle, or even deserted and or have spied or are spying, this is a public policy national security question. And of course, in World War II, during the Battle of the Bulge in that winter time, 1944. Eddie Slovak, who shouldn't have been in the Army to begin with, he should have been declared 1Y at the very least. He deserted his unit during the battle on the Western Front in Europe, and he was recommended for execution and for desertion, and General Eisenhower approved it without any, regrets, because he said there were other men dying who were in the lines fighting and were dying, and this guy deserted. So that was Eisenhower's position, and Eddie Slovak was the only American who deserted his unit in World War II. It's the only American who was executed. Now, there were Americans executed for rape and other crimes. There's an infamous case, I think, in Australia. There was a movie made about it. And the British executed, some Irishmen. That was World War One. Irish who were in the British Army, and the Canadians, I think during World War Two, executed one of their military personnel. And of course, the Russians, they had a commissar accompany the units, and he could overrule the military commander on the spot. And it was said, in fact, Stalin had ordered any military person who had retreated, fell back, would get a bullet in the back of his back or in the back of his brain. And of course, the Russians, NKVD as it was called at the time, had no qualms about executing people, even women. Now, the question is, the first question is, should military deserters be executed, especially cases where they've been involved in spying or releasing classified information that have cost Americans their lives or put their lives in jeopardy or compromised our military security system, so computers and files, such as what the Walker family did. These were all Navy veterans, including John Walker Sr., his son, his brother, and his best friend. And he even tried to get his wife involved. And I understand the Russians gave Walker Sr. about $100,000, yet they did about $500 million worth of damage. Now, the question on Bradley Manning. He had access to classified military information, and because he had a fight with his male lover, he disclosed all of these, a lot of this information, I think through the internet and to Wikipedia, which is controversial to begin with. A lot of things are, or which are not politically correct for them, doesn't get published, or if it's published, it gets deleted, such as in the Steve Nery case. Now the question is, what would General Eisenhower have done in the Bradley Manning case and other such cases as Aldrich Ames, who was with his Cuban Chi-Chi, disclosed a lot of information to the Cubans. He got life in prison. There was an FBI agent who was selling military national security secrets. He got life in prison. This guy was supposed to be a Catholic layman. So that's the question. Now, in the past, the Rosenberg family, wife and husband, Ethel and Julius, there was a plea from the Pope, a lot of people at the time, because they were parents, that President Truman should spare their lives and give them life imprisonment. He said no because they put the whole country's security at risk. So, it's interesting how these things are handled with different political administrations or different presidential administrations. Now, on this day, Eisenhower, 1958, gave Christmas greetings from space. I still got the cold, excuse me. So here is from our audio archives. President Eisenhower, 1958, and then the next administration was John Kennedy, who was big on the space program. Now, we're going to end early. I still have this bloody cold. Now, we will, you can go to amicusveritas.net. There is our updated, extensive biography. There will be our legal work, which is quite interesting, several sexual predators. Most of these cases were censored and suppressed by both corporate and alternative media, and such as Matthew Shepard, The Real Story, or The Rest of the Story, Brian Hennessy, who was also involved with assault weapons and had been molesting young boys from Sonoma County through Sacramento, and was eventually in Santa Clara County, molested the wrong boy, a 17-year-old, and was stabbed to death. Was also into drugs. And then, of course, there's the Juan Piferre case, who preyed on young white boys, especially military personnel. And I think there's another case also. And also there was male rape cases in the San Francisco County Jail under the male administration of Sheriff Michael Hennessy, the former sheriff who was there for 30 years, a prime example of the need for term limits. So we will be back Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I hope I have my voice completely back and get rid of this horse. So we're going to end with our usual politics and poker, and have a happy Christmas weekend. Stay safe, and you go to amicusveritas.net on our a YouTube site. And also, we did some, the Shadow did some videotaping of what some San Franciscans are trying to do to help the homeless on this Christmas Day. And, of course, you will see San Francisco County's second city. It's horrible. And this is one of the wealthiest cities in the country right now, but isn't going to last because there's been so much real estate racketeering and non-accountability for billions of dollars of federal funds. So we're going to do our usual politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, cost you.
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the plan?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack P or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where to go, what to
do. All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Little phrase.
Bet him.
Little phrase, good as gold.
Get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me.
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Play for a pot, that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck.
Zola will be back Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Stay safe. Good night.